Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Under the Table. Enjoy. We're going to start with a very simple scene. Imagine walking through the city with your phone in your pockets and headphones on. My voice, probably not unknown to you, is sounding through the headphones while you walk. It's a little bit like an everyday file, those background files. I'm simply talking to you while you're walking. So just close your eyes for a moment and imagine yourself walking through the city. Just walking, phone in pocket, listening to my voice. Because there's something special about this moment. See, we've agreed to meet. And I've given some very special instructions. You told me that you like public naughtiness. You told me that you'd like to be teased as we meet. So I told you to make sure that you have your phone and headphones, and here I am in your ears. While you're walking through the city, you can hear me. You can feel my voice vibrating through your mind. And you can't give it too much attention, because you have to watch where you're walking, trying to avoid bumping into people, and just generally paying attention to the outside world while I take care of the inside one. I will take care of your subconscious, don't you worry. You can just let me take control. And while you walk further away from your mind, step by step, you'll find yourself becoming wonderfully empty and obedient. You're still walking, still paying attention, still making sure that you're listening, but also obeying. Watching out for yourself in the big world. Now I recall that you asked of me to arrange some public naughtiness. So I've prepared something. You don't know where you're going. I'm just making sure that you're going the right way. Whenever you doubt, you can hear my voice tell you to walk straight on, take a left, take the second right, and you find yourself following my guide. You found yourself following my words without questioning them. So you listen while you walk, watching every step as you try to avoid walking into things or into people. And you listen. You let me direct your steps and take care of your subconscious. You let me take you deeper and deeper with every step. And it works. Further and further. The more I guide you through the city, the more you wonder if I'm somehow keeping my eyes on you. Maybe I'm walking behind you. Maybe I'm walking in front somewhere. But I've told you not to look for me. I've told you to focus on every step. I told you to focus on my voice and my commands, and you'll find that every step makes you more aroused. because every step you are more controlled, every step you are more teased by promises and whispers of future things. You have no idea what I'm going to do to you, and that unknown, that teasing can feel so good. So you keep on walking, step by step, following my words, until I finally tell you to go into a cafe and sit down at a table I describe, in the corner, facing outwards, overviewing the whole interior of the cafe. It doesn't take long for someone to take your order. And, like I've told you, you order a hot chocolate. You don't quite know why you did, but it will be nice to hold it in your hands, and the smell, sweet and dark, will help you feel more relaxed. Maybe, if you ask nicely, I'll even let you sip it. So you sit there, your eyes kind of glazed over, hot chocolate not far from now. And you listen, my voice still droning in your ears, getting you deeper and deeper. You listen and relax. You obey without question. Because you want me to control you. You want me to tease you and make you do things you otherwise wouldn't. That's why you're here. That's why you joined me. That's why you asked to meet me. Because you knew that I could tease you. You knew that I could take control of the situation no matter how. So, once the chocolate arrives and you gently place your hands against the cup, it feels nice and warm. And that warmth somehow seems to go immediately inside of you, arousing you deeply. You can feel how that heat is transferred to the core of your being. Your hips, between your legs, and it feels so good. You just sit there, your eyes glazed over, vaguely aware of the other people. There's not many, but you don't know if they're looking at you or not. You take a deep breath in, just like I describe, smelling the chocolate, feeling the sweetness enter your lungs, and then as you breathe out, your mind just sinks away. You still look, you still listen to the other people in the cafe, the music in the background. And that's when you realize that my tone has changed, that I've started to suggest things, that I've been tempting your hands to move from the cup to beneath the table. And you don't quite know if it was my words or your own that started this line of thought. This red thread of arousal spreading from your mind down to your fingertips as you want to move your hands down. And you relax further and further. You enjoy yourself deeper and deeper. And as I slowly guide you further. Your eyes still focused on the people around you, unable to shut them out entirely because I don't let you. Your hands start to move. They slowly move back to your body, then down. Down all the way, resting on your inner thighs. The movement was so smooth that no one really noticed. You're just sort of staring into space with your hands on your lap. Nobody could guess what your fingers are about to do. Nobody could anticipate that someone looking relatively innocent is thinking about touching themselves right there in public. And the beauty of it is that you don't even know exactly where you are. You just followed my instructions deeper and deeper into the city. And now you're there, ready to touch. You can't help but let your hands go deeper and further under my control. You can't help but listen and obey. You let your hands slowly start rubbing back and forth, teasing, and it feels so good. You almost forgot where you are, and that's when the real tease comes. With just a snap of my fingers, I can wake you. And you realize that you've just been touching in the middle of a cafe. People aren't watching you, your blush unnoticed. But it feels so good that your mind just slips back into trance easily. That really wonderful feeling of just listening, touching. Caught with yourself, your hands move back to the top of the table, holding the warm cup of hot chocolate. You're not really sure why, but you want to touch more. You want to let your hands slip down again, and you surprise yourself with that want. You surprise yourself with that need. It feels good to listen. As your mind drifts away again, as your mind seems to drop, you didn't even notice closing your eyes. When you open them again, sitting, you notice that I am sitting in front of you. You wonder how long I was there. You realize with an intense blush what you've been doing because I told you to. And that's the last thing you remember as I just raise my hands to snap my fingers and tell you to drop deeper and deeper. Because I'm telling you that the adventure is far from over. But what happens next? You'll have to find that out the fun way. So in a moment, when I wake you, you'll be back where you started, an experience richer. as well as some delicious confusion. Now I'm sure that the arousal that you started doesn't go away just like that. In fact, knowing that you're caught hot makes it all the better. So as you finish the hot chocolate, the heat travels through your body, leaving down and then guiding the heat all the way down. So in a moment I'm going to count you back up and you'll awaken with a delicious memory of your action, but only a vague one of my words. One, two, slowly rising. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, slowly waking. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And very well done.